And I'm going to go ahead and get started, so let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，我马上就开始，我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you for your word and what it teaches us.
谢谢你的话语，也谢谢你所教导我们的。
This morning, I thank you for your Holy Spirit who enlightens us and reveals your word to us.
今天早晨真的是为你启示我们的圣灵和向我们显示我光照我们的圣灵感谢。
As we study your word today, open our eyes to your truth.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你让我们能看到你的真理。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are looking at the Holy Spirit.
我们这一课所学的是圣灵。
And I am slowing down a bit to spend time on the Spirit because I think the Holy Spirit is often misunderstood in the modern church.
然后呢，我就是会速度放慢，因为我觉得在现代的教会里，对圣灵常常是有误解的。
It feels to me like there are two misunderstandings about the Spirit.
对我来讲，我觉得有两种对圣灵的误解。
On one side is a view that gives the Holy Spirit very little real involvement in the Christian life.
一种呢是对，就是圣灵在基督徒的生活中的这个影响。角色呢，完全就是基本上是不强调，不怎么讲的。
Those who fall in this category will often say, and it sounds very good, God speaks to us only through His Word.
这个倾向的这个教会呢，或者人通常会说，听上去也挺有道理，就是神只是通过他的话语对我们说话。
And you will see with what I say today that that is partly true.
你今天可以从我们所看到那个部分是正确的。
God speaks to us through His Word.
神的确是通过他的话语对我们说话。
But we will see today that Paul says that we can't even understand God's Word unless the Holy Spirit opens it to us.
但是今天我们可以看到保罗的书信里边的教导就是除非圣灵向我们显示我们甚至都不能理解神的话语。
So on one side are those who almost eliminate the Holy Spirit from any practical impact in our life.
所以呢，有一派呢，就是几乎是完全的，就是删除圣灵在我们生活中的这种实际的作用。
One of them wrote a book a few years ago, and I got the book because I agree with much of what he says.
然后有一个作者几年前写了一本书，那我去买了这本书，因为他的大部分观点我都是赞成的。
But by the end of the book, I decided that for him, in any practical way, there were only two people or two persons in the Trinity.
然后呢，但是到这个书的末结尾的时候，我觉得他的意思就是，圣灵好像没有什么实际的作用，在他的这个作者的。神学里边呢，这个三位一体的神里边呢，只有两位。
That God the Father is very important.
圣父父神是很重要的。
God the Son is very important.
当然，圣子也是很重要的。
But for this very influential Bible teacher, if you have any involvement with the Holy Spirit, there is something wrong with you.
然后呢，对于这位非常就是有影响力的这个基督徒的作者来讲，如果你有任何的，就是好像跟圣灵有关的，那就是你有什么地方错了。
That's one misunderstanding.
那是一种误解。
The other misunderstanding is to ignore Scripture and the other two persons of the Trinity and see the Holy Spirit as the only.Person of the Trinity that has a connection to us.
另外一种呢，就是 另外一种极端，就是忽略了圣父圣子的这个功用，然后感觉在这个三位一体中间呢，只有圣灵是跟我们有联系相连的。
Someone said to me one time, I know what the Bible says, but the Holy Spirit told me differently.
有一个人有一天对我说，我知道圣经是怎么讲的，但是圣灵告诉我是另外一种说法。
And I said to them, no, the Holy Spirit did not tell you differently.
然后我就告诉他说，圣灵没有告诉你不同的讲法，不同的事情。
Your emotions told you differently.
而是你的情绪告诉你不同的想法。
Your desires told you differently.
你的心意，你的愿望，让你有不同的想法。
But the Holy Spirit who inspired Scripture will never contradict the Scripture he inspired.
然后是圣经是圣灵所启示的，圣灵从来不会说自己和自己所启示的这本圣经相抵触，相矛盾。
And so I'm spending a good bit of time because I want to show where I think the Holy Spirit has a very important role in our Christian life.
所以呢，我花时间讲这个，就想让我们知道说圣灵在我们基督徒生活中的这个角色。
And I want us to understand that role and how he ministers to us.
我想要了解大家他的角色，然后他是如何来带领我们，来对我们的心说话的。
We saw last week that God the Son said, I will send the Spirit to you.
上节课我们看到圣子耶稣基督说，我会差遣圣灵来。
John 14, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper.
然后约翰福音第十四章说，我要求父，父就另外差遣一位保惠师来。
And I told you that word paraclete is a word that has many different ways we can say it.
他那个希腊的那个原文的这个对圣灵的描述，保惠师，他有很多不同的方面。
But he is the one who will be with you forever.
但是他是那位永远和我们同在的。
The Spirit of Truth.
他是真理的圣灵。
He says you will dwell, he will dwell with you and will be in you.
他会永远和你们同在，也是在你们里边。
He is the one who is always with you in your Christian life.
他是那位在你的基督徒的生活中一直和你同在的那位。
Today we are looking at what the Holy Spirit does, his involvement in our life.
今天我们来看圣灵在我们生命中的这种摄入，它是如何来运行的。
The first thing I want you to see today is he is the Spirit of Truth.
第一点我们来看，它是真理的圣灵。
In John chapter 16.
在约翰福音第十六章。
The disciples are still grappling with Jesus' teaching.
然后这个门徒还是在，就是有点对主耶稣的教训搞不清楚。
I don't think we can understand very well how difficult this was for them.
我觉得我们不太能了解这个对这个教训对他们来讲是多么的困难。
When I was in college,I needed another class, an elective class.
在我上大学的时候，我需要另选一门选修课。
And I made a very foolish choice.
我做了一个很笨的、很蠢的决定。
There was a university near our campus that had a very good graduate school.
然后呢，在我上学的学校旁边有另外一所大学，它有一个很好的研究生院。
So I decided to dual enroll in a graduate course.
所以呢，我就决定就是同时选一个在我上这儿学校的时候，在那边同时选一门研究生的课程。
I was a music major.
因为我是音乐专业。
And I saw on the schedule that there was a class titled The Science of Acoustics.
然后呢，我在他们的这个 课程描述上看到有一个就是这个音响学方面的就是科学。
And I thought, ah, this is great because I'm a musician and I want to understand better how sound works.
然后我说，哦，这个挺好的，因为我本身是一个学音乐的，那我也想要了解到这个音响这个声学的原理。
It was a terrible decision.
这个决定太糟糕了。
It was a graduate course.
那是一个研究生的课程。
Everyone else in the course were graduate engineering students.
在那个班上的都是这个工程学的研究生。
And I was a music major.
但是呢，我是学音乐的。
The first day, the professor began writing formulas, equations across the board, equations.
然后上课的第一天呢，这教授就在黑板上写了好多的公式，好多的计算。
I didn't know what any of it meant.
我连这个所有的公式，这个所有的这个等式，我都不知道它完全不知道它什么意思。
I was completely lost the entire semester.
所以整个学期我是完全不知所云。
When I think about the disciples,
然后我想象一下这个门徒。
I think for 3 years they felt a little bit like I felt sitting in that acoustics class.
然后我觉得大概有3年的时间，他们就像我上那个声学科学的那个课上一样。
These are fishermen.
这些人呢，他们都是那个渔夫。
They're simple.
他们是很简单的人。
And you read the Gospel of John.
你去读约翰福音。
And you realize the profound truth that he's saying.
你就可以看到主耶稣所讲的这个奥秘的道理。
Just on John, I have one whole shelf of commentaries.
你知道，就光约翰福音这本书，我背后的书架上，整个那个一层都是对约翰福音的解释，注释书。
And great minds have grappled with the Gospel of John.
就是这些很聪明的头脑，他们想要对这个约翰福音也是有点搞不清楚，也不能完全得到里边的真理。
And I imagine Simon Peter standing there, sitting there listening, saying, "What?"
然后我就想说，彼得就站在那儿听，就说他说了什么呀？
And then it gets worse.
然后这就越来越糟糕。
Because Jesus says, now I'm going away.
然后主耶稣现在说我要走了。
And I'm going to leave you all to teach everyone else what I said.
然后我就让你留下你们去教导别人我所教导的。
And Peter must think, how can I teach it? I don't even know what it means.
然后彼得可能就说，我怎么去教别人呢？我自己都不明白。
Nicodemus is a rabbi, and he was confused.
然后尼哥底母他是夫子啊，他自己都觉得很混淆。
It would be like that professor saying to me at the end of the semester, "Now next semester, I'm going to let you teach this class."
然后这就好像说，我上那个声学课的教授对我说，下个学期你来教这门课。
I would have said, "No, you're not."
然后我就会说不行。肯定不行。
I'm going back to fishing.
我要回去钓鱼
了。Then in chapter 16, Jesus says, I still have many things to say to you.
然后在约翰福音第16章，主耶稣说，我还有好多的事要告诉你们。
And Peter thinks, no, please, no.
然后彼得就说，不要了。
But you cannot bear them now.
但是主耶稣说，现在你们是还不能，你们还不能接受。
And then Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth.
然后主耶稣说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白，或者说进入一切的真理。
He will take what is mine.
因为他要把我所讲的
and declare it to you.
并且所见证的都说出来。
He's going to take what I've taught and that you can't understand, and he's going to open it up to you.
他会把我所讲的，你们所不能理解的，把这些东西让你们明白。
You see, if I had known to get someone from that acoustics class,
如果我知道说从那个声学课上的一个人，
someone who understood all of it,
一个完全理解这个课程的人，
and after class, if we could have sat down in a coffee shop,
如果课后呢，我们可以去一个咖啡厅，
and he could have put it on my level.
然后他可以按照我当时的程度给我来讲。
Today, I would understand something from that class.
然后我就可以从当天的课程了解，学习到一些东西。
And Jesus said, that's what the Holy Spirit is going to do. He's going to open to you what I've taught.
然后主耶稣说那个就是圣灵所要做的他会把我所教导你们的向你们敞开 让向你们打开
1 Corinthians 2 gives us an example of what this looks like
哥林多前书第二章给了我们一个就是例子让我们明白这个是什么意思
The church at Corinth thought they were very wise
这个哥林多教会的人呢觉得他们很有智慧
In fact, they were so wise that they consider Paul a highly educated person. They consider him plain and foolish.
然后呢，他们是觉得自己有多聪明呢？他们认为保罗这个是受，就是一个其实一个受过很高教育的、很有学问的人呢，在他们的眼中呢，不过是太简单了、太愚笨了。
So imagine.Their faces as someone begins to read this letter to them.
然后你想象一下，他们开始在听了这封信，在朗被朗诵。
When Paul tells them that the wisdom that they think is so wonderful is what led the leaders to crucify the Lord of Glory.
你想当他们听到说就是。这哥林多教会认为的这种非常有就是他们自认为这个眼中很高大的这个智慧呢就是这种智慧让这些长老这些文士钉耶稣十字架。
Paul says, all this that you think is wisdom is nothing but absolute foolishness.
保罗说你们所认为的这种大智高言大智它是什么呢？什么都不是，它就是一种绝对的愚蠢。
And then he explains to them.
然后他向他们解释说
，that only the Holy Spirit can open spiritual truths.
就是只有圣灵能够打开这个神深奥的事。
Verse 13.
是第十三十三节。
We are giving this to you in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit.
并且我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。
You and I may think we are very smart.
你和我可能会觉得我们都很聪明。
And...I know many of you are very smart, so I don't be insulted.
不要觉得被冒犯，我知道大家很多人都很聪明的。
But no matter how smart we are,
但是不管我们有多聪明，
when we open this book, we cannot understand it fully.
但是当我们打开这本圣经的时候，我们没有办法完全理解这本书。
In our own power, we can't understand it.
靠着我们自己的能力，我们是没有办法理解这本书的。
Because it is spiritual truth.
因为它是属灵的真理。
And left to ourselves, we have no spiritual understanding.
就是如果单单就是靠我们自己，我们是没有属灵的这种理解力，这种聪明的。
I was reading in a book by a German theologian, and he gave a wonderful illustration of 1 Corinthians 2.
然后呢，我读一本 德国哲学家的他的一本书，他对《哥林多前书》的第二章有一个很好的一个比喻，一个解释。
Like can be known only by like。
他说
，Sorry，
他说就是同类的事情，只有跟他同类的事情才能够明白。
Only God can understand fully God。
只有神才可以完全了解神。
So, Professor Thielicke gave this example.
然后这位教授给了这么一个例子。
He said, imagine that I'm working on a sermon.
他说比如想象一下我在准备我的讲道。
And I get stuck.
然后我就当时有个地方我就给卡住了。
And I turn to my dog and say, what should I do?
然后我就转向我的狗说我该怎么办呢？
My dog will wag his tail.
然后我的狗呢就摇摇尾巴。
He is very happy that his master is speaking to him.
当他的主人对他说话的时候，这个狗，这条狗，它很高兴。
But the dog does not understand what his master is saying.
但是这个狗是不能了解它的主人在讲什么。
There is too much distance between the spirit of a man and the spirit of the dog.
在人的这个灵跟狗的这个它的理解力中间有太大的距离了。
Now, if there are any dog lovers in this class, you are already raising your hand to argue.
然后如果我们中间有特别喜欢狗的人，你可能已经要举手开始要讨论，要反驳了。
And you are saying, oh, but my dog is very smart.
然后你会说我的狗很聪明啊。
And when I say, go out, my dog goes out.
当我说出去，我的狗就跑出去了。
That is because you have taught the dog.
那是因为你教了这个狗。
You came down to the dog's level.
你把自己降尊到那个狗的那个理解力，就是那个水准。那个他的水平
You repeated it. You showed him until he could understand.
你就不断的重复，直到最后这条狗他能理解。
But it happened only because you stepped down to communicate with the dog.
之所以狗能听懂你的话，是因为你降尊，你开始跟他按照他所能理解的这个能力，就是水平来教他。
The dog will never come up.To argue with you about politics.
但是这个狗永远不能说它能够上升到一种程度可以跟你讨论政治。
First Corinthians 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Man can never understand completely an infinite God.
人是永远不可能完全了解无限的神的。
In fact,Left to ourselves, we don't even want to understand him because we are sinful.
如果靠我们自己，因为我们是有罪的，我们甚至也不想去了解神。
Paul teaches us that it is only the Spirit who has taken divine truths and brought them down to our level.
然后保罗教导就是说，只有圣灵，他真的是把这个属天的真理就是他自己降尊来到我们，来向我们启示这一切。
This to me responds to the error of those who say, no, the spirit is not important, we only listen to the word.
这个就是我所说的这种错误，就是说他们说圣灵不重要，我们只有这个圣，我们只有神的话。
According to Paul,
就是根据保罗，
We don't even understand the word unless the Spirit opens it to us.
除非圣灵向我们打，向我们展示，向我们打开，我们甚至都不能理解神的话。
But the next thing I want to say,
另外一件我想讲的是
responds to those who put all of the emphasis on the Holy Spirit and His direct communication to them.
然后呢，另外一种就是他们完全就只强调圣灵，强调圣灵所给他们的指示。
Because Jesus says,
因为耶稣说
The helper will come who I will send to you from the Father.
就是说从父那里所差来的宝贵师。
The spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father.
就是从父出来真理的圣灵。
He will bear witness about me.
他来了就要为我做见证。
The opposite error, I said, of those who put no emphasis on the Spirit is those who put the entire emphasis on the Holy Spirit.
就是一方面呢，一种错误就是完全的不强调圣灵，另外一种错误就是只强调圣灵，完全的只强调圣灵。
The Holy Spirit's teaching is never focused on himself.
圣灵的教导永远不是在圣灵自己身上。
He is always pointing us to Jesus.
他永远都是把我们指向耶稣。
Imagine that you were in downtown West Palm Beach, City Place, late at night.
想象一下，你是有一天这个半夜里边，你去了这个我们七中旅滩的这个市中，就是这个市中心。
That's not a great example because it's not all that beautiful. Imagine that you were outside a beautiful cathedral late at night.
Okay, 这可能不是一个很好的比喻。想象一下，你半夜里晚上站在一个很宏伟的大教堂前面。
And there were a row of floodlights in front of the cathedral.
在这个大教堂的门口呢，有一排灯在这个地方。
What would the floodlights be pointing at, shining?
就是这个脚灯，就是这个一排脚灯的脚灯，这个灯光是往哪儿打的呢？
They would point to the cathedral.
这个脚灯呢，它是打向这个大教堂。
You would not have floodlights pointing at each other saying, look at the floodlights.
你不会说有这种就是这个灯光嘛，就彼此互相照的，说你看看我这个灯啊，看看我这个灯光。
The floodlights do not draw attention to themselves; they point our attention to something else.
这个就是这个泛光灯呢，这个闪光灯呢，它不会说把这个让你的注意力是在这个灯上边，它所指向的是别的一些它的灯光所指的地方。
The Holy Spirit is a floodlight.
圣灵就像这种泛光灯似的。
Shining on Jesus.
它就是这个灯光呢指向耶稣。
The Holy Spirit does not say, look at me. The Holy Spirit says, look at him.
圣灵不会说你看我，圣灵是说你看耶稣。
When Jesus was on earth, he would say to people, come to me, follow me.
主耶稣在世上的时候，他会说，到我这里来，跟随我。
The Holy Spirit points to Christ and says, go to him, follow him.
然后圣灵把我们指向耶稣说，看他，跟随他。
Otherwise, we have the danger that I talked about, and that is putting the Spirit at the center rather than Jesus at the center.
不然的话，我们就会有这种危险，就是只把圣灵放在中间，而不是把圣子放在正中间，就是中心位置。
When we focus on the Spirit and ignore Christ, we are focusing on the floodlights.
当我们就是只专注在圣灵而不是专注在耶稣身上的时候，就好像我们的专注力是在这个闪光灯，这个泛光灯上面。
Imagine that row of floodlights that they can talk.
你想象一下，在这个大教堂前面的这一行的这个闪光灯，他们是可以彼此对话的。
And imagine some tourists came and they looked at the floodlights and said, oh, look at these beautiful floodlights. Aren't they wonderful?
你想象一下是不是这个游客来了看了说哎呀你看看这些闪光灯他们是不是太棒了。
And they stand there taking pictures of the floodlights.
你想那个游客是不是在那儿站在那儿拿那个给那些闪光灯照照片呢
?The floodlights would say, don't look at me.
那个灯光的那个闪光灯就说别看我。
Look at the cathedral.
你看那个大教堂。
That's what I am pointing to.
那是我所指向的。
Corinth had fallen into the trap of looking at the floodlights.
这个哥林多呢，他们掉入一个陷阱，就是只看这个闪光灯。
All of their attention was on the spiritual gifts.
他们所有的注意都在他们属灵的恩赐上。
And Paul says,
保罗说，
One of the tests of spiritual gifts,
这个圣灵恩赐的一项这个检验就是，
is that every believer who truly has faith proclaims Jesus is Lord.
就是每一个真正相信的人，真正有信心的人，他说他会宣称耶稣基督是主。
And that comes through the Holy Spirit.
那一切都是来自于圣灵。
What is he saying?
他说的是什么呢？
You're looking at the wrong thing.
你看的是错误的方向。
You're measuring your spiritual gifts.
你们在彼此衡量你们属灵的恩赐。
But the Holy Spirit who gave those gifts,
但是所给你们这些恩赐的圣灵
is saying, look away.
说你们看别，不要再互相盯着看。你们要盯着耶稣基督。
He is Lord.
他是主。
The Holy Spirit points us to Christ.
圣灵把我们指向耶稣。
Now, I'm going to move very, very quickly through the next three or four slides.
下边三个四个幻灯片我会很快的过一下。
Because we are 2 weeks from Pentecost Sunday.
因为我们还有两个星期就到了五旬节的星期天。
And on Pentecost Sunday, I plan to preach about the Holy Spirit.
因为在五旬节的时候，我就是要讲关于圣灵的道。
And so there's no need for me to say in class what I'm going to turn around and say on that Sunday.
所以我不想说在课上讲了转眼就在这个讲道的时候再讲一遍。
I'm afraid I'll look out there and you'll be asleep saying we already heard this.
不然的话我讲道的时候大概你们都要睡着了说我们以前已经听过了。
So I'm not going to spend time here, but let me just give you the outline.
然后我就在这里很快的给你们一个大纲。
And then if you want to hear more, come to church 2 Sundays from now.
所以如果你们想知道更了解更多的话再过两个星期呢你们白教会。
I'm joking, but I'll say, I'm going to look to see if you are there. And if you're not there, I'll know you didn't want to hear more.
然后呢我在开玩笑就是我到时候会看看教会里能不能见到你们。如果没见到你们知道你们并不想知道更多。
But the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual life.
圣灵给我们属灵的生命。
All spiritual life comes through the Holy Spirit.
所有这个属灵上的这种生命都来自于圣灵。
I love a quote from John Calvin.
我喜欢这个约翰加尔文的一个就是他所说的一句话。
The Holy Spirit is the bond, the glue.
圣灵是一这个连结像一个胶似的。
That binds us to Christ.
他把我们跟主耶稣基督就是连结在一起。
Because of our sinful nature,
因为我们这个罪性
we are prone to focusing on ourselves and thinking we are pretty good.
我们的倾向就是专注自己，然后觉得我们挺好的。
And so even when we realize that our Christian life is a life in Christ,
即使我们知道说我们基督徒的生命是一个在基督里的生命，
we fool ourselves into thinking, oh, look how closely I am holding on to Christ.
我们就会欺骗自己，就是说你看我真的是我怎么样紧紧的抓住耶稣基督。
As if we are the ones doing the work of holding on.
好像我们是那位靠着自己的力量紧紧地抓住耶稣基督的。
We do not have the power to even hold on.
我们甚至没有这种持守的紧紧抓住神的能力。
Apart from the Spirit.
除非是靠着圣灵。
The Spirit binds us to Christ.
所以这个圣灵把我们跟主耶稣基督连接在连接在一起。
And I think probably sometimes God laughs.
我想有的时候可能神在笑。
When he hears us say,
当他听到我们说
I am holding on to Jesus.
我在那儿，我真的是紧紧地抓住耶稣基督。
I'm hanging on with both hands.
我在那儿两只手紧紧地在那儿 在那儿吊着，在那儿紧紧地抓着。
And we're like a little kid.
我们就像一个小孩儿。
Whose dad reaches down and grabs his arm to hold him.
然后呢，爸爸呢就抓着这个孩子的手腕。
And the kid uses his little fingers and touches his daddy's arm.
然后呢，这个孩子呢就用他的小手呢又碰到了抓到了爸爸的这个手臂。
And says, "I'm holding on."
然后他又说，哎呦，我在紧紧的抓着爸爸呢，我持守了。
The Spirit gives us life.
是圣灵给我们能力。
The Spirit gives us assurance.
圣灵给我们确据。
Paul says, you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear.
保罗说，你们所领受的不是一个奴役的灵，使你们再有惧怕。
You have received the spirit of adoption as sons.
相反，你们所领受的是使你们有儿子名分的圣灵。
And then he says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit.
圣灵亲自与我们的灵一同作证。
All of our spiritual confidence,
我们所有属灵上的这种确据、确信
comes from the Holy Spirit.
都来自于圣灵。
I'll probably use this example again in the sermon, but I want to use it today for you to understand this.
Oh, 我可能这个例子呢，我会用在讲道上，但是今天我要讲一下，让帮助大家理解。
When I studied in France, I loved to visit cathedrals.
当我在那个法国学习音乐的时候呢，我特别喜欢去参观那些大教堂。
The stained glass windows are so beautiful.
它的那个彩绘的玻璃真的是特别的美。
But if you stand outside the cathedral,
但是如果你站在这个大教堂外面,
the colors are very dull.
那个彩绘那个玻璃呢，那个窗户呢，看上去很，那个颜色呢是暗暗的，很单调。
There are some things you can learn from outside.
当然你从外边也可以学到一些，看到一些。
Sometimes I would have a guide to tell me about a cathedral.
然后有的时候会找个向导，他给我介绍这个大教堂。
And from outside, he might explain how the windows were made.
然后呢，从外边他会给我讲说这个窗户是怎么制作的。
He might tell me the history of the windows.
他也会给我讲到这些窗户、这些玻璃的历史。
And it was all interesting.
都很有趣。
But the windows were still dull.
但是从外边看呢，这个窗户仍然看上去就是反正挺单调的，也很枯燥。
But then you would walk inside.
但是当你一旦进入这个大教堂里边
I still remember a small little cathedral, Saint-Chapelle.
然后我还记得当时去这个小小的一个教堂。
And I walked in the first time just as the sun was hitting the rose window.
然后呢当我一旦进去的时候就看到这个阳光正好从这个窗户里照进来。
And I have never seen such brilliant reds and blues.
然后我从来没有见过就是那么明亮那么鲜亮的这个蓝色跟红色。
But I had to be inside to see it.
但是我必须要进到里边我才能看到。
Now, from outside,
你从外边。
Without the Spirit,
没有圣灵。
We can study the theology of Christianity.
我们可以来研究这个基督信仰的这个神学。
We can study the impact of Christianity on history.
我们也可以来研究学习基督教对历史的影响。
But the only way we truly are assured and see the brilliance.
但是唯一我们可以就是确定而且就是能看到这种伟大这种明亮的就在于
is to step inside.
而就是要进到里边。
To be filled with His Spirit.
就是被他的圣灵所充满。
And see the glory of assurance.
而是看到这个确据的这种荣耀，确信的荣耀。
And that comes only from the Spirit.
那个只能来自于圣灵。
The Holy Spirit empowers our service.
然后圣灵给我们服事的能力。
I'm going to hurry across this because I'll be talking about this one, but it is only through the Spirit that we're able to fulfill the commission that God gave us.
只有靠着圣灵，我们才能完成神所给我们的使命。
The Spirit sanctifies, makes us holy.
圣灵使我们成为圣洁。
That happens not through our self-discipline.
不是靠着我们的自我训练、自律。
It happens as the Spirit is at work in our life.
而是当圣灵在我们里边工作的时候，这个就会发生。
In the early church, the Christians had some of the same confusion that we have now.
就是在初期教会的时候，当时基督徒所有的这个一些他们混淆跟我们现在所有的是一样的。
And what are those confusions?
其中的一种他们就是不明白混淆就是。
Was to focus on the spiritual gifts rather than on the Holy Spirit's life in us.
就是他们的注意力是集中在圣灵所给的恩赐，而不是圣灵自，而不是我们的属灵的生命。
And so Paul says, don't focus on the gifts, focus on the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
保罗说，你不要就是专注在这个属灵的恩赐上，而是专注在这个属灵的果子上。
Those fruits are what we call sanctification, growing up.
这个圣灵的果子就是我们所说的成圣，就是在基督里生命的这种成长。
In Galatians, Paul looks back to our old way of living.
在加拉太书，保罗看我们就是过去的旧有的生命生活。
And he says, in the past,
在过去的时候呢，
you lived in sexual immorality.
你们就活在这种情欲的事中间，就如奸淫。
Impurity, sensuality, all of the fruits of the flesh.
污秽邪荡，这一切都是这个肉体的果子。
He says, but now you are growing in the fruit of the Spirit.
但是现在你们在结出这个圣灵的果子。
And I want you to see what that fruit is.
我想让你明白的这个圣灵的果子是什么呢？
Some Christians today want to say, now you are growing in the fruit of the Spirit.
现在有的基督徒会说，现在你在成长有就是结出有圣灵的果子。
Miracles and wonders.
那个就是神迹奇事。
Tongues, prosperity.
然后呢说方言啊，那个很有财富啊。
Power.
那个权力能力。
Paul says, here is
保罗说
that the Spirit brings.
圣灵所结的果子是什么呢？
Love, joy, peace.
仁爱、喜乐、和平
，patience, kindness, goodness,
忍耐、恩慈、良善
，faithfulness, gentleness, self-control,
信实、温柔、节制
This is the fruit that grows in the life of the person who is being sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit in their daily life.
这就是在每日的生活中被圣灵所成圣所、所成圣的这个圣灵所结出来的果子。
There's a beautiful hymn that expresses that.
有一首很美的赞美诗就是展示了这个关于这一切。
And remember that in the New Testament, the breath of God is one of the images for the Spirit.
要记住在新约里边讲到说神的气息，这个就是圣灵的一个表示。
He said, breathe on me, breath of God.
说愿主向我吹气。
Fill me with life anew.
使我充满爱心。
That I may love what you love.
使我能爱我主所爱。
And do what you do.
行主所要我行。
Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure.
愿主向我吹气，直到我心清洁。
Until with you, I want one.
使我自愿与主合一
to do and to endure
完全顺服主的旨意
through the power of the Spirit
就是借着圣灵的能力
our one desire
我们只有一个心愿
becomes to faithfully be what God wants us to be
就是忠心的成为神所要我们成为的样子
Everything else becomes secondary to that.
任何别的事情都是次要的。
And again, that is impossible apart from the Holy Spirit.
没有，除了没有圣灵，除非借着圣灵，那是不可能的。
Apart from the Holy Spirit, our own desires and wishes become central.
如果就是说如果不是靠着圣灵，那我们就是完全，我们的中心就是我们自己的心愿，我们自己所想要的。
It is only through the Holy Spirit giving us a heart that is pure that we want what He wants.
只有靠着圣灵给我们一个清洁的心，我们才会要主所要的。
Two more things quickly.
还有两件很快。
Through the power of the Spirit, we live in victory.
靠着圣灵的大能，我们活在得胜中。
In John 3, Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
在约翰福音第三章，主耶稣说，那个从肉体所生的，还是从血气所生的，还是血气。
That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
但是由圣灵所生的，就是属圣灵的。
I think Romans 7 and 8 shows us that.
我觉得罗马书第七章第八章就显示了这个。
Left to ourselves, we live in Romans 7.
如果就是靠着我们自己，我们就只能活在罗马书第七章里边。
We try.
我们也努力了。
But we fail.
但是我们却失败。
But Romans 8 says the law of the spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
但是第八章告诉我们赐生命圣灵的律释放了我使我脱离罪和死的律了。
You no longer have to live in bondage and slavery to sin.
你不需要再活在对罪的这个奴役和对罪的辖制之下。
I wish that somehow I could communicate the reality of that.
我真的是希望我能够有办法把这个真实性这种向你们展示出来，这种活生生的这种真相向你们展现出来。
Because most Christians I know think that that is just sort of a pie in the sky dream.
然后我觉得很多的基督徒认为那个是一个不切实际的幻想。
It's something in theology books.
他们觉得那种生活只是在那个神学著作中。
Or maybe if you're very, very, very old.
或者是你已经非常非常的老了，也许你能达到那种境界。
When I've been a Christian as long as Miss Swartz, then I can live in victory.
然后呢，我可能是像妈咪那样子信主时间长，我可能才能活在得胜中。
But right now is impossible.
但是现在能活得永生活是不可能的。
Do you realize that when you say that, you are saying, I am a slave to the law of sin and death?
你知道不知道，当你这样子想，这样说的话，你是就是对那个罪和死的律的奴仆。
I cannot get free from it.
因为我没有办法从罪和死里边得释放，得自由。
Paul says,
保罗说，
and I say this jokingly but seriously.
我这样说是虽然是有点开玩笑，但是确实很认真的说的。
Most of the people in the church at Rome were not as old as Miss Swartz.
在这个罗马教会里的绝大多数基督徒，他们可是没像妈咪那么老。
They weren't as old as Pastor Shee.
他们可能也没许牧师那么老。
But Paul says to them,
但是保罗对他们说，
The law of the spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
这个赐生命的圣灵已经把你们从这个让你们脱离了罪和死的律了。
The secret to a victorious life today.
今天过得胜生活的秘诀就在于
Not when you're 85.
不是等你到了85岁。
Not when you've been ordained as a pastor.
不是等你被按牧成为牧师，按立成为牧师。
The secret.Of a victorious life today.
今天过得胜生活的秘诀就在于
In other words,
另外一句话就是
2 hours after class,
下课以后两小时
When you're sitting at lunch in a restaurant,
当你去餐馆里吃午饭的时候
And you are tempted to gossip,
你就想要去说闲话
The secret to victory over the sin of gossip.
就是能够胜过这个说闲话的这个罪的秘诀就在于
is the power of the spirit in your life.
是在你生命中这个圣灵的大能。
Isn't that simple?
那是不是很简单呢？
It's not something far, far away.
不是那种很遥远很遥远的这个事情。
But here's the thing.
但是呢，问题在于
I must walk daily in His Spirit.
我必须每一天行在圣灵中。
The Holy Spirit is not going to zip down into that restaurant and zip my lips.
这个圣灵不会就突然降下来，到那个餐馆里把你的嘴巴给封起来。
I wish He would.
我真希望他是那样的。
But he won't.
但是他不会。
Instead,
相反呢？
In that instant when I know I should not say what I'm getting ready to say.
在那个时刻呢，我知道我不应该去说我想要去说的，我准备去说的。
I must say.
我必须要说。
I am going to walk in the Spirit.
我要行在圣灵当中。
You know how much I want to say it.
你知道我多想讲那个话。
But much more importantly than that, I want to please my Heavenly Father.
但是比那个更重要的是，我想要我的父神，我的天父欢心。
And so through the power of the Spirit, I will resist that temptation.
所以呢，靠着圣灵的能力，我会真的是就是抵抗。抵抗那种试探。
Isn't that simple?
那是不是很简单呢？
Now here's the thing.
但是问题在于
If I can do that at lunch today at 12 o'clock.
如果我今天可以中午12点在吃午餐的时候抵挡那个试探。
Then when I go home tonight.
然后今天晚上当我回家以后。
And I've had a bad day.
我今天一天过得不顺。
And I want to...Fuss at my wife.
我想 跟我的太太腻腻歪歪。
And treat her in a way that is not Christ-like.
然后呢，对待她呢，不像基督。
I can say,
我可以说
please my father.
我想要让我的父神高兴。
I want to be like Christ.
我想要像基督。
And so through the power of the Holy Spirit,
所以靠着圣灵的能力。
I will live towards my wife. I will speak towards my wife as Jesus would.
我就会像，就如同主耶稣基督他怎么样对我的太太说话，那我也怎么样对我的太太说话。
Let me finish with two visions of the future.
然后呢，我们就看对未来会有两种景象。
One is that every day in my own self-discipline, I have to do that.
一种是说在每一天中我靠着我自己的自律我必须要这样做。
Let me tell you, it will not happen.
然后呢告诉你这个最后就出现结果发生不了。
I may do it, I may manage today.
我今天也许可以做到。
I might get through Tuesday, even Wednesday.
我甚至靠着自己的能力可以坚持到第二天星期二星期三。
But about Thursday.
但是到了星期四
I've run out of self-control.
我自己已经控制不了了。
And it all explodes.
然后就爆发了。
Let me tell you what I've been wanting to say all week.
让我告诉你我这一星期都想讲的。
And the whole week comes boiling out.
然后呢你整个一星期里边压在里边的东西全出来了。
It's impossible.
那是不可能的。
But let me give you another vision of the future.
让我给你另外一种未来的景象。
Through the Spirit.
就是通过圣灵，靠着借着圣灵。
Not through my power.
不是靠着我自己的能力。
But through the Spirit, I respond today as I should.
然后借着圣灵的大能，我真的是就是我一切的反应，一切的回应都是来是我应该的样子。
Tomorrow,
明天
through the Spirit, I respond as I should.
就是借着圣灵，靠着圣灵，我对一切来回应我应该这样做的。
And Wednesday,
然后星期三。
And here's the thing.
这个一切都在于。
I run out of willpower.
我自己的这个意志力已经不够了。
But the Holy Spirit doesn't.
但是呢，圣灵他不会说能力不够。
By Thursday, he is just as strong as he was today.
然后即使到了星期四，圣灵跟今天一样的大有能力，一样的牢固。
And so Thursday, I can walk in his spirit just as closely.And victoriously, as I do today.
所以这即使到了星期四，我还可以跟星期一一样，就是这样子大有能力，这样活在得胜当中，靠着圣灵的能力。
See how that empowers the Christian life.
你知道这样子是怎么样让基督徒的生活是大有能力吗？
That is one of the keys, it seems to me, to the Spirit's role in our life.
那个对我来讲就是在属灵上的一个成长，一个成熟。
It takes away the pressure to do it in my own strength.
所以这样就不是说靠着我自己的能力来做这一切的，不再有这种压力。
And I'm able to rest in his strength.
而我现在可以真的是安息在他的大能当中。
We are out of time.
我们现在有点过了时间了，时间用完了。
I will finish this on Sunday morning in 2 weeks.
然后呢，再过两个星期天我就把这个讲完。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the promise of your Spirit.
亲爱的主，我们为了你圣灵的这个应许大能来感谢。
You did not leave us to live the Christian life in our own power.
你没有把我们留下，让我们靠着自己的力量来过基督徒的生活。
Instead, you empower us through your spirit.
而是你真的是借着你的圣灵，你给我们能力。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们为此感谢你。
And I ask that you will make that real in our life.
求你真的是让这一切在我们的生命中是真实的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
We'll pick up on the doctrine of the church.
下一次我们会讲教会的这个教义。Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Two, actually, if I can remember both of them. One is about, you said, the spirit of man and the spirit of dog. So when we were resurrected, like when we are with God in heaven, so still there is we cannot completely, fully understand God as God understand God. Is that right?
That's right. Yes. We will still be human. That is why I say throughout eternity, we will still be learning more and more new things about God.
Okay. 我就是刚才let me translate very quickly. 就是我问到那个麦牧师说，因为他讲到这个只有神的灵能完全了解神，就是同类的了解同类的。他说人狗是完全不可能理解人的。那我就说等我们复活以后在天上，因为神是无限的，我们是不是还是完全不能就是了解他？他说是这样的，这就是为什么我们到天堂还要不断的学习。